This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez. It's open enrollment season for people who buy their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. After a lot of repeal efforts and back and forth on Obamacare at the federal level, there's a lot of confusion. To sort this out, health reporter Sammy Mack is joining me now to answer some questions about the health insurance shopping experience. First, Sammy, do we still have to buy insurance?
Well, there's no longer a penalty for going without insurance. So backing up, the Affordable Care Act has some carrots and sticks written into it. The carrots are, if you meet certain income requirements, you're eligible for potentially loads of subsidies to help you pay for your health insurance. The insurance can't deny you coverage for pre-existing conditions, and, again, through the marketplaces, there's a whole list of services and treatments that have to be covered under these plans. The carrots are still there. The sticks. In the past, if you didn't buy insurance, along with all of the risks of not having insurance, you would be penalized come tax time. President Donald Trump's administration has ended those penalties. The IRS is not going to fine you if you don't have insurance.
And if you do buy insurance through healthcare.gov, what's the deal with the silver, bronze, and platinum labels on these insurance plans? It's like an Olympic podium out there.
The labels are really just ways of thinking about how much you're going to pay for your healthcare. So again, all the healthcare.gov plans are required to cover a bare minimum of services. Platinum plans have higher monthly payments or premiums, but they have lower annual deductibles. They might have more doctors or facilities in the network too. The bronze plans have the cheapest monthly payment or premium, but they have higher deductibles, typically higher out-of-pocket costs too, and they also may have more limited networks of doctors. So with the bronze plan, you know, if you're a young, healthy person without chronic illness, you're sort of making a bet that you won't need much financial protection. Of course, the risk is if you have a bronze plan and, say, God forbid, get in a car crash on January 1st, you end up paying more for that hospital stay before the rest of the insurance coverage kicks in.
And then what about the silver plans?
The silver plans, yes, these occupy a special place. They are the only health insurance plans that offer cost-sharing reductions. When you start shopping on healthcare.gov, you have to fill out your income information, all that stuff. You learn how much of a tax break you might get for buying health insurance. You can get that at any level. But on top of that, you may be eligible for a break on co-pays and deductibles, but only on the silver plan.
But aren't insurance companies selling a lot of cheaper plans right now?
Yep, with some caveats. So the feds, again, under President Donald Trump, have encouraged a market for short-term plans. In theory, they're kind of like cataclysmic emergency plans. The monthly payments may be way less, especially compared to unsubsidized marketplace plans, but...
There's a but.
Yeah, they don't have to cover everything that healthcare.gov plans do, like maternity care or diabetes care, or if you get cancer, later on cancer care. So if you have a pre-existing condition, those short-term plans can discriminate against you by charging you more or just like refusing to sell to you at all. So buyer beware.
So is healthcare.gov the only place to get a plan that covers everything, regardless of your health status?
It's the only place where every plan you'll see meets the minimum standard, and it's the only place to get federal subsidies to help you pay for it. A lot of insurance companies do offer Affordable Care Act compliant plans, which means the same minimum standards, outside of healthcare.gov, which, you know, if you make too much money to get a subsidy, it's worth asking about ACA compliant plans outside of the marketplace. They may be much cheaper than buying them, again, without subsidy, through healthcare.gov. If you're eligible for a subsidy, chances are it'll be cheaper through healthcare.gov. The downside is that you really have to do your homework on what's covered and what's not. Once you leave that marketplace, side-by-side comparisons get really tricky. You can go through broker, but not every broker works with every insurance company.
Anything else people should know?
You have until December 15th to buy your insurance through healthcare.gov. And heads up, some of the people who were affected by Hurricane Michael can get extra time to sign up for health insurance. If you lived in an area that meets certain FEMA criteria, you might be eligible for a deadline extension. But you have to call the marketplace hotline to set that up if you need it. You can't do it online.
That was health reporter Sammy Mack. You can get more details on WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.